Today was the last working day of our trip in Zambia, but we made the most of it. During the workshop on Wednesday, Ian Ryden from Medical Stores Limited strongly recommended that we spoke to the World Bank. So this morning we met with John Makumba and had a really good conversation. We went through the model that the workshop had come up with, and we're asking questions about the way the incentive system would work. And he said, oh, we need to speak to Prashant Yadav about that, because that was his idea. So Prashant now is a member of our virtual advisory board, so getting the detail of that is going to work out quite well. John was also very encouraging about, you know, the next moves as far as the World Bank were concerned would be compatible with the sort of thing we're talking about. So that was good. And then we went on the off chance to iConnect, who's one of the biggest ISPs here in Zambia, run by a guy called Mark Bennett. And Mark Bennett happens to be a friend of Mark Pearson, the person we're staying with here. In fact, Mark was on the board of iConnect. So luckily, Mark Bennett was able to see us, and we had a half an hour to an hour with him talking about mobile phone coverage, the various developments in mobile phone banking, and so on. And it's all incredibly interesting and extremely fast moving. What we thought was going to be complicated, in other words, this micropayment system over mobile phones, is likely to be available very shortly, so that any Zane kiosk, that's anything that's built basically with bricks rather than tin, or a person walking on the street selling top-up times. If anyone selling top-up time that isn't a street vendor or someone working from a tin shack will effectively be a bank, which is absolutely incredible. And there will be obviously issues to do with liquidity, so someone going up to one of these Zane shops or Zane outlets asking for a million kwacha might have some difficulty getting that in cash. So that's a challenge they're going to have to sort out. But you will effectively be able to walk around with 3 million kwacha on your SIM, and you'll be able to transfer money to other mobile phone users without going anywhere near the new bank. So people will be able to transfer money from mobile phone to mobile phone. It'll be absolutely incredible. So we're rethinking about the reward and motivation system. Maybe we would be able to use mobile banking. And then perhaps the highlight of the day, two women came to the house here to talk about Kola life in general. And Jane did a load of preparation for that, got some questions for them, and we had a guy here who was able to translate. So we got lots and lots of information about diarrhea, treating children with diarrhea, the availability of medicines, the cost of those medicines, and so on. It was brilliant. I caught it all on video. Unfortunately, it's more than a gigabyte, so uploading it to YouTube from here isn't going to be possible, but I'll do that when we get home. So tomorrow I'm going to spend most of my time filming and measuring a Coca-Cola crate.